Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 303 for Friday, March 11th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts corrected lower Friday morning in the wake of Thursday's sharp gains. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $4.50 lower, with the May contract checking in at $460.80 a ton. That's down $4.50. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which weighed down crush margins and made canola less attractive to international customers. Soybeans from South America are beginning to trickle onto the market, which was bearish for canola. On the flip side, gains in vegetable oil, soybeans, and crude oil were supportive for the market. Gains in financial markets also gave canola a boost. Commercial buying remained steady. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger, while the U.S. wheat was weaker. Soybeans were 2 cents stronger, with the May contract checking in at $8.91 a bushel. The market received a boost from short covering and technical buying. Some minor rain in Brazil disrupted the harvest slightly this week, which was also mildly supportive for soybeans. Some truckers are calling for a strike in Brazil that supposedly starts today. However, it is unclear at this point just how many truckers groups in the country are actually on board with the idea. Corn was 1 cent stronger, with the May contract sitting at $3.63 a bushel. The market is watching weather in South America. U.S. exports have been okay recently, which supported the corn market. Also, the first full U.S. vessel of corn is headed for China. Barge freight is up 5% on the Illinois River, and wet weather in the Mississippi Delta this week has delayed planting for some U.S. farmers. U.S. wheat was 3 cents weaker, with the May contract checking in at $4.73 a bushel. U.S. wheat export sales are behind their regular pace. According to the USDA, wheat export sales are about 88% of their whole year goal. That is behind the regular pace of 94%. In international news, India's wheat crop could be at risk of damage from heavy showers and hailstorms that are forecast to fall over the next 4 days. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 11th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.